This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Now, we do not normally cover new companies on the Italian stock market, but tomorrow's public debut of Moleskine is something special. The company is based in Milan, and it's found its niche selling notebooks. Now, not the computer kind, the old-fashioned kind. And they're modeled on the notebooks used by artists like Van Gogh, Picasso, and Hemingway. So far, Moleskine's IPO has raised more than $300 million. But public companies have to keep growing to keep shareholders happy. So why does a company built on paper think it has a future in the digital age? Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
Shopping at Midtown's Time Warner Center is a high-end affair with stores like Coach and Hugo Boss. The newest resident is Moleskine. Its first U.S. store is in a kiosk just inside the main entrance. Before we go in, let's clear something up. I said Moleskine. You can say Moleskine, 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 or whatever you want. The company has no official pronunciation.
This side we've got in ruled and plain and checked graph paper.
Step inside and staffers can show you Moleskine notebooks in every size and color, not just the best known black ones. Some have themes, style, music, restaurants, pets. Eric Grocock is shopping with his girlfriend.
They never had these smaller ones in the past.
But you'll fill them up really quickly.
He pronounces it
Moleskine.
He's a huge fan, carrying multiple notebooks at a time.
The colored ones are usually the ones that I put supposedly better ideas into, and then the black ones are more just like notes in general.
Your total is $14.10.
He bought a green one to replace a red notebook he lost. An IT professional with an entrepreneurial bent, he likes to jot down ideas for startup businesses. You might not expect a digital native to be a notebook enthusiast, but NYU marketing professor Scott Galloway isn't surprised. He pronounces the brand
Moleskine.
Galloway has founded several businesses and meets often with tech execs. He says the older ones brandish iPads, perhaps hoping to look hip.
The younger digital executives oftentimes show up with a notebook similar to the ones that this company is selling.
Those notebooks are nearly all of the business, but the company also has digital offerings like its app and notebooks linked with smartphones. Moleskine isn't selling itself to investors as a stationary company. It wants to be known as a luxury brand. That's how Deb Johnson thinks of it.
I say Moleskine.
She teaches design at Pratt Institute, where her office has dozens of sketch-filled black Moleskine notebooks shelved above her desk.
It is something that's very desirable. It may be a little bit more expensive, but it's something that becomes more precious, not only because it's a beautiful object, but because it's capturing parts of your life.
That beauty comes with a high price tag, but the cost is about much more than materials.
I would call it Moleskine.
P.K. Kanan is a University of Maryland marketing professor.
The brand should be appealing closer to a customer's sense of identity rather than looking at it as a functional product where you take a notebook and write something down.
Owning a Moleskine sends the message that you're the type of person who owns a Moleskine. Barbara Kahn is a University of Pennsylvania business professor with an interest in brand loyalty.
It's so consistent in its execution that people know it's a Moleskine without even seeing the brand name. So it's kind of a status symbol.
Oh, and her pronunciation.
Maybe Moleskine is better, but I usually say Moleskine.
The company hopes to hear it pronounced in a host of accents as it expands beyond its core markets in Europe and North America. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.